The Federal Reserve has calculated the amount of American student loan debt is over $1 trillion, greater than car loan or credit card debt. From Connecticut Public Broadcasting's Learning Lab, Vaquan Herring reports on how lawmakers are trying to help.
Audrey Lawrence is $73,000 in debt.
Like right now, I can't even afford an apartment or anything.
She graduated college 2 years ago as a communications major and pays $1,200 a month toward her loans. Right now, the 23-year-old is working at Connecticut Public Broadcasting Network as a customer service representative.
I'm still living at home and I house it and I don't pay rent. And, you know, I haven't even thought about the future, about buying a house or anything, because I don't really have enough saved to do much right now.
Lawrence graduated from Quinnipiac University, which was ranked 6th in the country by a U.S. News & World Report list of colleges that leave graduates with the most student debt. There, the average debt load is $44,000. In a statement, the university said they have increased the amount of grants and scholarships they provide, and they do offer financial education to students. State Representative Matt Lesser, who is not too far out of college himself, says student debt is the second biggest source of debt in the country, behind home mortgages. 2/3 of Connecticut graduates are paying off loans. Lesser has proposed legislation to help, called the Student Loan Bill of Rights.
And we would be the first state in the country to adopt this. It would focus on education, making sure that you and your parents would have the opportunity to have education about products available to you, about getting your loan forgiven in some places, making sure that you know what you're signing up for. And the second part is regulation, regulating the companies that are servicing these loans to make sure that people aren't being exploited, that there aren't fly-by-night companies doing things that are not protecting your interests or the interests of students around the state and borrowers.
The third part of the bill is assistance through a newly created ombudsman.
An ombudsman is somebody who looks at your particular situation and works in a neutral way to figure out, are you in the best possible circumstance or not? And if not, they work with you and help you sort out what a better option is. And so that's the idea. Having somebody you can call for assistance in navigating what can be a really complicated system.
Lesser says the ombudsman would create educational courses for those who are taking out loans in Connecticut. Connecticut 2nd District Congressman Joe Courtney helped to pass the Federal Student Loan Certainty Act in 2013, which lowered interest rates down to 3 or 4% for borrowers. This year, Courtney is trying to do a similar thing, focusing on students who graduated before the act went into effect.
What our bill is seeking to do is reducing the burden that is already piled up out there and really acts as a real obstacle for people to succeed in life.
The Bank on Student Loan Emergency Refinancing Act would help lower interest rates to roughly 3%.
And for young people, carrying these high student loan debts with high interest rates is really like having an anchor around you in terms of holding you back. So the bill basically unlocks these high rates and allows people to get themselves into a lower cost debt situation.
This would help Audrey Lawrence. Her interest rate is almost 8%. Even after accumulating so much debt, Lawrence says her college experience was worth it, although she wishes she had been more aware of her options.
On the one hand, I think I loved going to Quinnipiac, and I found my passion there, and it was a great program, and I don't think I would have had the same opportunities had I gone to a different school. Like, I got to intern in New York City for 2 semesters, and it was amazing. But at the same time, there may have been other options for me that I didn't really look at that I maybe should have looking back.
Lawrence says student debt is inevitable, but with these new laws, the debt burden could be more manageable. Vaquan Herring, WNPR.